Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 10, Self-Compassion, Cultivating Inner Strength and Tranquility for Personal Growth. It's official. We've reached the point when most new podcasts shrivel up and die. But here we are, still thriving and evolving, and for that, I want to thank you all for supporting the show. Mondays used to feel like a drag, but I feel myself becoming more and more excited for Monday to come around because I know I get to share these thoughts and stories with you. I went back and forth on what this week's topic should be about for quite a while. I thought about a few different ideas, but self-compassion really resonated with me. I have this habit of coming up with and creating some of the most beautiful and inspiring creations and ideas that are all centered around the betterment of humanity. But even with such good intentions, I still become self-conscious, and within no time I've ripped them apart and judged them and told myself I was crazy for thinking they were good ideas. And I know that if I feel this way about my life and the things that I create, then there's absolutely others out there that feel the same way and would resonate with this message. It's not an easy life I lead. I mean, nobody's is, but to stay in alignment with this episode's topic, I'll show myself some compassion and admit that my purpose and the things that I seek aren't easy, and they require a lot from me. They've had me fight battles that I'll never speak on. I've made mistakes and learned from them. I've taken a long look at the habits that have kept me stuck in a loop, and I've forged a path forward no matter what has come my way, and I've done it all with a smile on my face and a heart filled with love and compassion. There's a less awake and less aware younger version of me that would see the version of me now and would probably cry tears of joy and be so proud of how far we've come. Now, I was cleaning my room the other day and I found this picture of me when I was maybe 15 or 16, and it made me sad. No tears, but I definitely felt my centered and present energy get pulled away. My first instinct was to push the feelings back down and keep my day going, but truth be told, I had a few minutes to spare, so I sat with it. The picture was taken of me at a beach we used to all go to have bonfires. It's a beautiful and very peaceful place, and I have a lot of memories of amazing moments that took place on those sands. Think of my life as a movie, that beach would be a reoccurring scene that I would consistently revisit, but each time I returned, I would be a more evolved version of me. So it begged the question, why did a picture of me smiling and enjoying such a sentimental environment make me in the present moment feel sad? At first I thought maybe it was because I haven't been back for a while, but that made me feel emotions of nostalgia and longing. So the sadness came from somewhere else. And so I began to dive into what could have been going on in my life around that time, and suddenly it all clicked. That among a number of other emotional draining things, I was at the time also dealing with a relationship ending. But still, the sadness that I was feeling from seeing the picture wasn't stemming from any of those, because none of those situations or events were presently relevant. So I started thinking about how I used to speak to myself and how I would allow others' perceptions of me to affect how I saw myself and how I would ultimately affect how I would carry myself. I began to remember how hard I was on myself and how at the time my idea of what it took to become successful and to find my purpose was about ignoring the inner world and focusing on the outside, enforcing my will instead of flowing towards what's already mine. This photo captured me smiling and laughing, no doubt having an amazing time in a very sentimental place surrounded by amazing people. But it made me sad because I know that I wasn't able to feel the present moment the way that I can now. I know that I was so invested in the mind's drama and attached to those identities to show myself any sort of compassion or understanding as to where I was at in the story that is my life related to where the story will be going. So when I saw the picture of my younger self, it made me feel an overwhelming amount of compassion for him, because I know the tone of the conversation he was having with himself, despite the smile and the picture captured. So when I saw the picture of my younger self, it made me feel an overwhelming amount of compassion for him, because I know the tone of the conversation he was having with himself, despite the smile the picture captured. and I know what it feels like to carry the weight of what it means to be me. It's hard to imagine carrying it without the level of compassion I've been able to develop now, and it truly speaks to the necessity of being able to develop such a level of compassion for oneself. In episode 8, we talked about the importance of treating ourselves with kindness, understanding, and acceptance. We explored the transformative power of self-compassion in fostering resilience, emotional regulation, and personal growth. I've since come to perceive self-compassion as more than just the way we talk to ourselves and treat ourselves. I began to see the standards I hold myself to and the influence anyone or anything has on my life as a way I show compassion on myself. The boundaries that we set for our mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being allow us to protect ourselves from being manipulated, used, or violated by others, as well as serve as a way for us to regulate our own energy. I've come to know that I'm a healer, and it took me a while to realize and understand that about myself and my energy. But as my life story has unfolded, I can see how in previous chapters, my inability to set boundaries for my time and energy left me drained and unable to heal myself. Even before I knew what I was doing or why I was doing it, compassion, empathy, and the ability to support others in their journey toward health, wholeness, and well-being just came to me naturally. I just always loved helping people through their problems, and I was good at it. And because I was so good, it led me to seek relationships with wounded people because I wanted to help them, and I knew that I could create a peaceful and accepting space to aid in the noble cause. The problem with constantly seeking these types of relationships was that it left little to no room for me to be able to pour back into myself, and the other half of the relationship was unable to help because they were wounded. This consistent dynamic that I would keep creating or seeking would consistently leave me frustrated and fatigued. My energy would be completely drained, and then I would come home to the people I loved the most. If anyone deserved my energy and my gift of healing, it should have been them. But because I hadn't set boundaries for myself and my interactions with the world, I didn't have enough to give myself or the ones closest to me. Setting boundaries has been one of my biggest forms of showing myself compassion. By regulating who and what has access to me, my space and my energy, I've been able to show up for myself in every way that I've been able to show up for others. I've been able to be completely present in every moment because I've set boundaries for the way in which I speak to myself. And when I'm with the ones that are closest to me, they truly get the best version of me. Self-compassion extends beyond mere kindness towards oneself. It's about setting healthy boundaries, cultivating supportive habits, and pursuing meaningful goals. Boundaries act as shields, protecting our emotional and mental well-being from external influences. They allow us to prioritize self-care and honor our needs without guilt or resentment. By establishing clear boundaries in our relationships, work, and personal life, create space for self-compassion to flourish. Our habits shape our daily lives and reflect how we treat ourselves. Cultivating self-compassion involves nurturing habits that promote our well-being, such as regular exercise, healthy eating, adequate rest, and mindfulness practices. These habits serve as acts of self-love and reinforce our worthiness of care and attention. As we embrace self-compassion, we learn to let go of habits that no longer serve us, replacing them with ones that nourish our mind, body, and spirit. Goals provide direction and purpose in life, but they can also become a source of pressure and self-criticism. Practicing self-compassion means setting realistic and achievable goals, while allowing room for flexibility and self-acceptance along the way. Instead of harsh self-judgment for perceived failures or setbacks, we approach our goals with patience, understanding, and resilience. We celebrate progress no matter how small and learn from challenges with curiosity and compassion. In doing so, we cultivate inner strength, perseverance on our journey toward personal growth and fulfillment. Self-compassion is not a destination to reach, but a journey to embrace throughout our life. It's a process of continuous learning and growth and refinement as we navigate the complexities of the human experience. Embracing self-compassion means embracing our humanity, the imperfect, messy, and the beautiful aspects of ourselves and others. It's about recognizing that we are worthy of love and acceptance, just as we are, flaws and all. On this journey, we encounter moments of joy and sorrow, success and failure, love and loss. Through it all, self-compassion serves as our guiding light, illuminating the path with kindness, understanding, and grace. It reminds us to treat ourselves from the same warmth and compassion we offer to a dear friend facing similar challenges. As we embrace self-compassion, we become agents of healing and transformation in our own lives and the lives of others. We ripple our waves of kindness and empathy, creating a more compassionate world, one act of self-love at a time. So let us embark on this journey together, hand in hand with open hearts and gentle souls. knowing that in self-compassion we find the true essence of humanity and the boundless capacity for growth, healing, and love. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been episode 10. I'm your host, Nicholas, signing off until next week.